Good afternoon, this is Paige.
Hey Paige, how you doing? This is Rick with Huff and Mazer.
Hi Rick, how are you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, Paige, sorry about the impromptu call, just by the way. I wanted to actually, I'm trying to send you an email since last week, and that wouldn't go through, and it returns with a message saying the email's too big, which
Okay.
doesn't look like a problem with my email. It must be something with your email client. And I wanted to send you this email. So is there a better email that I can send this to you?
That is my work email. I'm sorry, which company are you calling from?
Well, Huff and Mazer, we had a discussion about a mobile lab that you wanted to do for your event, name card printing last week, if this rings any bells.
Yes, and you were going to call me today. Oh no, that was with a different company. Okay. So, are you able to condense the email by any chance? Just because I won't have another email to have you send it to.
Okay.
I
Well,
think
let
we can only
me
have
try
about
it a few
20
ways.
mil, like 20 megabytes is probably what you could send.
All right, yeah. So let me try and condense this and try and send this some way. How about this number, by the way? Do you receive text messages on this number?
No, this is a business line.
I see. Okay. Well, I'll try and send this email to you, and this has all the details about what we spoke about. Over the last week's meeting, and I gave you some numbers as well, so those are on there too. Did you get a chance to relay this with your internal team and see if they find any interest?
Unfortunately, not yet. So right now I'm kind of just in my research phase. I'm just kind of gathering the information, and then I'm going to be putting it together to present the events team over the next little bit. I will say, like, and be upfront with you, I am a pretty slow mover, especially when it comes to projects like this. So you probably wouldn't hear back from me for a little while, but the more information that you can give me now, so it's easier for me to put into a presentation, the better. But yeah, this is definitely something that's going to be like a slow burn over the next few months, rather than something that I can turn around next week.
Oh, in next few months, you say? Okay. Right, and that just makes me a little concerned about the pricing I gave you. But anyway, I think I'll put this in the documentation for you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally understand, and I understand that the pricing is what you're charging at this moment.
Right.
So we would take that with a grain of salt, knowing that you gave us a quote back in August if we didn't decide to move forward with it until October, for example. So, yeah, no, I totally understand. It's more so just like my gathering and research phase and trying to just feel out exactly what I want, especially if we're going to put an investment that big into place, then I need to be 100% sure about what I'm getting. So I'm at the very preliminary stages of this.
I appreciated research, and you must have spoken to some other companies as well. I mean, last time I spoke to you, I was probably the first one, and
You were, yeah.
you mentioned that you still have to do your research about the timeline I gave you and the costing ballpark. Does that run well with the other companies you might have spoken to?
Yeah, you guys are all about the same, so it's good to give me context. Where are you based? You're based in Dubai, is that correct?
Well, we have an office in Dubai. I'm glad you observed that on the website because we have an address on the website. So we have a Middle East office as well. However, we have two offices in the U.S. as well. We have one in California, and the other one we have is in New York.
Okay, and then the pricing that you'll send me, is that in Canadian dollars or is that in American dollars?
That's the USD. That's the American dollars.
Okay. Yeah, that's good for me to know because I have also talked to people locally, and obviously they would charge in Canadian currency, and so therefore it would be a little bit more, like it would be a little bit cheaper for us to do that. When we start getting into conversions, it's a little bit harder, so.
Okay, well, let's recircle on that, but good that you mentioned it, and I think I'll mention this in the email that I'm sending out to you as well, just to make sure, when you have like a couple of proposals gathered, you know which one's talking about the US dollars and which one's in Canadian.
Perfect.
And then when I send you the email, you mentioned that you'd recircle yourself whenever you have presented this information with your events team, is what you mentioned, right?
Yeah, exactly. So my timeline here right now, we're kind of heading into September, so that is going to be a busy month. But this is a priority for me over the next couple months. I just have to make sure that I tie up some projects and stuff that I have going on right now. So yeah, I kind of just wanted to start it so that I had it going, and then any information that you have, I would appreciate.
Now I'm totally with you on this. So let me go ahead and send you the email, and let's try and stay in touch. If you have any questions, any technical
For
details,
sure.
now that you're digging into it, I'd be more than happy to answer and kind of stay connected as well. All right.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree. That's perfect.
All right, beautiful. I'll let you go for now, Paige. Thank you for taking my call, an impromptu call, like I said, and
Yeah.
I'll get back to you by email. All right.
Okay,
Have a good
sounds
morning.
great. Thank you so much. Take care.
You as
Bye
well.
now.
Bye now.